Anyway, sometimes it can seem like the news is full of scare stories about cancer, but this week's actually seen two big pieces of research that could be seen as positively good news. So for the start, 6 years of research have found that there's actually no link between mobile phones and brain cancer or brain function, at least in the short term. So this adds to a number of other studies that have been done that have found no link between mobiles and cancer. Now, although we still don't know for sure if long-term use of mobile phones, so that's more than 10 years, could have an adverse effect on our health, the new study does support at least the other evidence we have that mobiles are safe. And the other thing is, at the moment, scientists can't actually find an explanation as to how radio waves, which are produced by mobiles and masts, might actually cause cancer, because the energy of the radio waves isn't enough to damage our DNA, which is the root cause of cancers.
Do you think we've been looking at them for long enough, though, Kat? Because we've only got, say, 10 years, 15 years experience of using mobile phones and exposure to that radiation. And we know that certain things, like, say, smoking, take a lifetime of exposure before you actually get cancer.
Exactly. So there's still a need to carry on with long-term studies looking at this. But one of the key things is that we certainly can't find the biological mechanism for how they might work, because, as I just said, the radiation isn't enough to cause damage. So if it is damaging us, it's doing it in an entirely new biological way that we don't yet know about. And the other good news is this week for women who take the contraceptive pill. And data from 46,000 women collected over 36 years has shown that taking the pill for less than 8 years doesn't increase your long-term risk of cancer, and may actually cut it for certain types of cancer, so as ovarian, womb and bowel cancer. And but the slight downside is that this research found that if women take the pill for longer than 8 years, you might actually have a slightly increased risk of certain types of cancer.
What about breast cancer, for example? Because that one's often touted as a risk factor.
Now, this is really interesting because this study was a long-term study, so looking at women who took the pill years ago and following them many years into the future. If you're actually taking the pill right now, your risk of breast cancer is increased. But mostly it's younger women who take the pill when your risk of breast cancer is very low, so the increase will still be relatively small. But actually, if they looked in the long term, they didn't find any difference in breast cancer risk. So actually, in the long term, you're not increasing your risk of breast cancer.
What about things like DVT, economy class syndrome? Because doesn't the pill increase the risk of blood clotting?
Yeah, there's still those kind of side effects of the pill to think about. This study was just looking at cancer risk. So there have been other studies that have found an increased risk of clots and stuff like that. So if you take the pill, you're probably best off, you know, trying to keep healthy and avoiding smoking and things like that as well, to keep your blood and circulation healthy.
I suppose that'll still be reassuring for a lot of people who perhaps were worried.
Exactly, and certainly it's showing that if you take the pill, at least in the short term, it's not going to do you any harm and may actually do you some good.